Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
My God, Shawty came in with the drip. Okay. I like her and a friend came for the show. Her and a friend.
All right, we're going to get Uncle Luke on the phone here in a second. It's the Joe Rose Show, 9 o'clock hour here. Dono and Frito coming up next after us today.
Dono got any dollars?
No more Dono's dollars right now.
No more Dono's dollars?
Dono's broke. We cleaned him out of all of his dollars.
I was wondering where Dono was getting all this money from. I know he's got a newborn.
Now Dono's free car washes or something like that if you need a car wash so he can get some of those dollars back.
Man, this is crazy.
Gave away a lot of his bonus, man. It was nice of him. They came to me and asked if they can give away Zach Zillions, and I said, nope. Zach's got a baby, and Dono's got a baby.
Yeah, I'm like, I know those times when you got a baby, man. Those diapers ain't cheap. You got to start working that potty training really early.
Yeah, I'm learning that now in the sense of, because now, like, it's so different now for, like, parents. It's like I put the size, I go to like Target.com or Walmart.com or one of these things, and I get an automatic box shipped to my house each month. They charge, I need diapers, so it's easy. I don't think about it. I told you it's the same thing with my air filter in my house. Because the people that owned my house before me, they didn't just put like the normal like 15 by 15 or 19 by 19, you know, air filter in there. It's like 19 and 5/8 by 19 and 3/4. I got to order it like custom made or cut it down. Buy one of the cheap ones and cut it down. So I get it delivered to my house each month. But I do the same thing with diapers. And yeah, let me tell you something. It ain't cheap. So Dono's dollars, good for him, man, that he was able to give out some of that money. Because I don't think you're going to hear any of Zach's dollars going anywhere.
I don't know. I heard Zach has a lot of money, though. I mean, that Panoo read. I mean, you give him all your Panoo reads.
Listen, I can give you advice on how to get your eyes done. I would go to Panoo Laser.
You tell them instead of the $500 off they give you there, you know, instead they just give you the $500 in person.
I feel like that should be Zach's dollars right there. You get $500 off, you go to Panoo Laser. That's right. So that's kind of where Zach's dollars are going. But that's about as far as you're going to get with my dollars. Outside, unless you want to, buy diapers. Because that's kind of where I'm at right now. All right, if you want to text into the show, it's 560-22, Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. We'll hopefully be hearing from Uncle Luke, Luther Campbell here in this next segment or so. There's a lot of other things going on, by the way. Sunday, 6 p.m., free agency begins in the NBA. They have a countdown on the ESPN morning show today. 6 days, 8 hours, 54 minutes, 30 seconds. It's went from a really, really, really top-tier name class of free agents to possibly still pretty big names in Kyrie Irving and Kemba Walker. But if Kawhi stays in Toronto and Clay and Kevin Durant stay in Golden State, like, I think the New York papers, the tabloids, did it the other day by saying the Knicks lose free agency. That's when Kevin Durant got hurt in that game six. You're looking at Kyrie Irving being the top dog, Kemba Walker being the top dog. What if Kemba stays in Charlotte? Then it's just Kyrie and then second tier guys. So this isn't kind of the year you want to have two max spots, knowing that you're going to overpay for dudes, really overpay for dudes. There's a perfect scenario for a Jimmy Butler type or someone like that. All right, we're good to go. Okay. Let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to talk to Luther Campbell. I wasn't sure exactly what name I was going to use here because Uncle Luke, Luther Campbell, Luke Skywalker, we were kind of thinking, me and Omar earlier, what we know you most as, or head coach, because you're your head coach down here at Miami Edison as well. First off, good morning, Luther. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. See, let me, if you're
If you're over 50, you will call me Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
If you're under 50, you will call me Uncle Luke.
I'm in the middle of that because I'm 40, and you know what? I wanted to introduce you as Luke Skywalker.
I knew you as Luke Skywalker back in the day when we had to listen to the radio station after midnight to hear your music.
That's right.
So we do know you as Luke Skywalker, but mostly we know you as Uncle Luke.
That tells your age.
That tells your age.
You're right. You're right. Where do you? So when you go around the country, because I know you're still doing stuff all over the place.
He just came off a tour.
Are you Uncle Luke, or do people call? Is Uncle Luke the main name you get called?
Let me tell you, it's funny because, you know, these young artists today, they keep my name relevant in their songs. They sample my music. So when they sample my music, say like, you know, number one song in America, Sticky Mode. These guys sample, you know, it's like, oh, the girls, and you know, when I go to Miami, the girls treat me like I'm Uncle Luke. So to this young generation, I'm everybody's uncle. And to the older generation, you know, most people call me Luke Skywalker. Yeah. They don't want to call me Uncle Luke because they feel like they, you know, they're infringing upon the young people's territory.
I will tell you this, as a South Florida native for my 40 years, I do like hearing songs every once in a while when they pay homage to the guys down here. Because I was telling Omar before, we just live in a different area. White, black, doesn't matter. I grew up listening to Power 96. I grew up listening to Booty Music. I grew up listening to Jam Pony. That's just how
Uncle
I kind of grew
Al,
up.
Uncle Al, baby. Don't Uncle disrespect Al. Uncle Al.
No, I'm just saying that's just how I grew up. I grew up with like the CDs that were the Miami bass CDs that you can only play down here because no one else's car around the country had enough speaker wattage to play that kind of stuff, and that's just how I grew up. I kind of feel like I'm getting a little homage paid to me, too, when I do hear these brand-new rappers that are out there that are paying homage to you and paying homage to the older generation.
How do you feel about the guys like Major Nine and City Girls now being more mainstream?
Well, I like it, but you just said something that's very important. You know, we had our own sound at that time. You know what I'm saying? That was our sound. And wherever we went, you know, Booty Music was what we did. And I think most of the artists from around here kind of got away from it, you know, and they started, you know, trying to be more commercialized because they just, you know, they didn't have enough respect for the sound. And unlike places like Atlanta and California, you could tell their music, the music come on because it has a certain type of deliverance and a certain type of tone, and you know I'm happy. You know, City Girl, you know, is picking up where Trina, you know, is still doing, and some of these other artists are now, you know, trying to be more Miami than just being too much commercial.
Now we also know you as Luke the Coach, and I say this, I lived in that community of Miami Edison where you're the head coach of the football team. I drive by there on 62nd Street on my way home every single day, and I see your Land Rover out there because I see you putting in that work every single day in that community all year round. People don't think it's just football season. Luke just got off a tour with his team of colleges. What is that like for you now? I know this isn't new for you. You've been in the Optimist game for two decades now. But what is that like for you now to be responsible for guiding young men, getting them as a coach to colleges?
Well, I mean, you know, I've been coaching. You know, my Optimist program this year is 29 years old. Next year we'll be 30. I've been coaching high school football for 15 years right now. You know, I started off at Miami Central as a linebacker coach. And then, I took my national team from Optimist over there and pretty much helped start that dynasty. You know, that group was Charles Gaines Jr., Darrell Estridge, Devontae Freeman, John Miller, who's with the Buffalo Bills right now. We started way back then with that group there in high school. And then I went from there to Miami Northwestern to be the defense coordinator for 4 years. Went from there to be the defensive coordinator at Norland. So, you know, taking on the responsibility of being, you know, associate head coach at Edison right now, that is a lot. You know, from being a position coach to now being a head coach, because just like you say, it's not just your defense that you're trying to get in college, which we've done a great job throughout our years of getting them in college from kids like Artie Burns to to DeAndre Baker, who just went first round, to Carlton Davis. I mean, the list go on of how many kids from my defense that are not in the NFL, and 90% of them went to college. So now you have to worry about the entire team getting in college, because that's the main goal for me. You know, it's not about winning state championships. That's fine. The state championship is getting these kids in college, and that's the main thing. And last year, which was my first year at Edison, we put 90% of the kids in college. This year, we're doing real good. We got, you know, a four-star kid and quite a few other two-star kids, you know, that we've developed that had zero stars, no different than when we had Amari Cooper at Northwestern, zero star. You know, we take them around on this college tour like we did this time of year and get them noticed by colleges. So it's a bigger undertaking. You know, now you got to go speak at funerals like, you know, like I had to do, and that's tough. You know, I've talked to quite a few head coaches, whether they was in college, former high school coaches, and this is a totally different experience. You know, dealing with the situation of your kids dying. Now we're dealing with our locker room being burnt down. I mean, it's totally different as being the head man.
Yeah. Now we're talking with Luther Campbell, Uncle Luke, for those who know his music. Now there are reports that this was arson. That one of your field houses basically burned down and held all of your equipment. But what goes through your mind when you hear it first that it's burned down, and two that it could possibly have been arson?
I mean, the first thing, you know, that went through my mind was, thank God our kids was on a college tour.
Yep.
That's number one.
Right.
And then the next thing is, man, me as the leader, as the coach, I got to find some way to uplift these kids, because on Saturday we buried their teammate. And so now you go to the next day on Sunday, you know, and now, you know, we got to go in on Monday, you know, and we have to, you know, deal with this new challenge, you know. And so those are the first two things. The arson, you know, I think that's probably the last thing. Why would somebody do this? You know, who would be this sick to go in and burn up the equipment? You know, what person would do that? So, I mean, but the first thing is the mindset of the kids, because they went through so much in the last couple of weeks now.
Yeah, a tragedy when you hear something like that happen. It's just bad when you hear something, anything like that happen. And you're right. I think you said it right at first, Luther, when you said, thank God no one was there. And this wasn't a worse kind of tragedy than what it is. And like you said, you just buried one of the teammates the week before. So I guess thank goodness that no one was around and this wasn't 10 times worse than it could have been. So that's, I guess that's the one positive you could take from this, but it is a shame what did happen there. And I know you're doing good things there at that high school.
You know what's interesting? I know the community, and those young men, not even just the fire or the death of their teammate, but they deal with adversity on a regular basis.
Of course, yeah.
What's that like, Luke, to, you know, be responsible for uplifting these young men who are coming from what I would say is probably the most challenging neighborhoods in all of South Florida?
It is. Let me tell you. I mean, most people, you know, they don't know. You know, and that's why I asked God, why did I end up at Edison? Because I was doing just great, you know, and right five blocks away from my house, that Miami, New Orleans, you know, where those challenges are totally different. You know, those kids, most of those kids over there, they drive up in cars. They have central air conditioning. They have curtains on their windows, you know, which people, when I tell people these stories, it's like, curtains? I'm like, yeah, curtains and central air conditioning. It's totally different in the Miami Gardens area than just like you said, in the Liberty City area where I'm from. And I know every day right now, you know, why the man upstairs sent me there. I know it right now. If I didn't know it, I question it at the beginning, you know, why Edison, you know. And so, you know, those kids, they're proud kids. you know, they're smart kids. I mean, we got kids that are practically homeless with a 2.9 GPA. You know they're not going on like me and your kids where they're sitting there at the dinner table doing homework with mom and dad. No, they're just barely on the street, you know. So ain't none of that going on. They're just smart, just to be smart. And so when you see, you know, these type of situations, the kids not looking for a handout, they just want to work their way through things. You know, I just reach out to the community, you know, and people like, you know, the commissioners, you know, help them get an apprentice job, help motivate them on the right thing to do versus, okay, we're going to go into a situation where you guys are looking for handouts. So you're going to work your way through this. You know, no different than when we had Devontae Freeman, who was going through the same situation, living in the Liberty Square Housing Projects with five brothers, you know, and a very young mother. You know, you got to work your way through it. The same story, same thing I told him was the same thing I told these kids. And then they can look at him and see that he made his way out of the situation without, you know, looking for a handout, but just through hard work and dedication.
Now, I want to ask you, Luke, I know a lot of people are stepping up and supporting. I've spoken to the Dolphins about your situation, and
Yes. They
said that they're going to provide some new bags, some new dummies, and some field markers for you guys. If people want to support Miami Edison, considering what had just happened to them and they've been a victim of arson, how can they help and support?
Well, they can call the school and ask for our principal, Mr. Maycox. You know, he's basically under and all that. You know, Miami-Dade County school system, you know, is a very complex system. So there is, you know, it's not like, I don't know the rules and regulations of donations. So I kind of defer all that to our principal because he basically knows all that information.
Yeah, smart move there. If you can, do what you can to help out the community and help out Miami Edison. Luke, appreciate your time. By the way, before we let you go, am I getting another season of Warriors of Liberty City or what? Because I already told you on Twitter a couple times how much I loved that and loved watching it. Are we going to get another season? Are we working on that? What's the deal?
Yes, we're working on a new season. Okay. I mean, you know, hey, LeBron and his bad year kind of affected the production company. hey, when LeBron was winning, we got a lot of things done. But now, you know, so we're back on track right now.
Right, now I want to know what about the documentary, Luke? What's going on? Give me an update.
The documentary has now turned into a movie, and we did a deal with Lionsgate. You know, we started off going to do a docuseries, but you know, Lionsgate pretty much turned into a movie. So we got a great producer in Marty Bowen, you know, who's producing the project now. And, you know, hopefully we'll start shooting sometime at the beginning of next year.
Who is your ideal person to play Luke Skywalker?
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Omar.
Nah.
hey, we gotta find somebody with some Miami roots. Because we can't have nobody messing up the flame. You know?
You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Absolutely.
We can't have no California guy messing the flame around here. You know, you got to say, hey, you got to say certain words that identify that you're from Miami.
That's right. Yeah, the most Hollywood I want you to go is Hollywood, Florida. Don't go past that if you're going to Hollywood against somebody. Luther, appreciate your time. We're rooting for you, man, and we hope that everything works out at Edison, especially after this just horrible thing that happened over the weekend. And I will be lined up, by the way, to see the documentary. I promise you that. That'll be fun to see.
No, it's a movie now. It's a movie. They're going to do it.
I don't want a docuseries. I want to sit down for 2 hours and watch. On all the stuff that I grew up on. So we do appreciate it. Thank you for the time, Luther.
Thank you.
All right, that was Luther Campbell, originally from Two Life Crew, now head coach of Miami Edison, and all the bad stuff that happened over the weekend, Miami Edison. That's some crazy stuff. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to take some of your text messages on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. And by the way, please join AM560 WQAM in supporting our friends at Chapman Partnership as they help guide the homeless families of Miami-Dade County back on their feet. Here's how to help, and it's simple. Text CP to 444-999. That is CP to 444-999, or you could ask Siri to text CP to 444-999. Let's end homelessness together. We appreciate your support. Like I said, once again, text CP to 444-999. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Lonzo Highsmith going to join us here in a couple minutes. Vice President of Player Personnel for the Cleveland Browns, also was at Paradise Camp over the weekend. So we'll talk to him about all that stuff. Interesting song choice here. This is just last minute, couldn't find anything, right? Just be honest.
Nah, never.
Yeah.
He's just winging it.
This is a straight wing job, straight from traffic. You go from the traffic report to this. This is just something.
He'd been waiting all weekend to hear this song.
Yep. The Biff.
You're telling me you don't love this?
No, I don't even know what this is.
David Crosby, man. Hero.
David Crosby.
Which one of us is the hero? Is it Luther Campbell? What's going on here?
I don't know. I'm taking the hero.
Yeah,
I'm taking the hero part.
You're going to go home and turn that AC up to 72?
I'll tell you what I'm going home today to do. Clean the AC out. So I don't have any problems. Because Dono, who's coming up next, Dono and Frito up next at 10 o'clock.
I'm going to go in my car.
His wife's the same thing as mine.
I'm going to turn. Yeah, he's got a funny story.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in my car, and I'm going to turn my seat AC on to cold. I'm going to put it on 3, and I'm never going to turn it off.
Even better than that, when we walk out here today, I'm walking out with you, and when we get to the door to walk out,
you'll
I'm
start
turning my car on. And you could see, and you could walk to my car with me and open the door first. And the minute you open that door,
I'll be jealous.
It's going to be so cold in that car.
Yeah, I'll be jealous.
I do what people in the Midwest and the Northeast do because it's so cold and they leave the heater on so it heats up. That's what it's made for, unless you live in South Florida and it's made for the opposite.
I just haven't been living life right.
No, it's a life hack. And it's okay that you're just understanding this, but it did take you a long time to figure it out. This is now.
I leave my house and I turn my AC up to 84 just because I don't want it running. I'm trying to preserve the electricity bill. It's sitting on my counter. It's been there for like 2 days. I don't want to open it because summer's been brutal.
Let me tell you something. I want to tell you what 84 has never, ever been on my AC. I'll tell you the only time it ever has been. That's a lie. I'm sorry I just lied to you. When we had our power out for Irma.
Yeah.
And I had my power out for about 6 days in my house.
Okay.
Day two, there was no air running, obviously no power in my house. Day two is when that thing registered at 84 because that's how hot it was in my house. With fans everywhere. I mean, at that point,
there's no way your house was 84. It had to be hotter.
Oh, no. The only reason why is because it was kind of cool. Not cool at night, but it was a little cooler. And during the day, I think it was up to 88. And it got down to 84 at night with the fans on in the house, blowing around 84-degree weather in my house. That was it. That's about as far as my AC has ever gotten to 84. I have never set that thing higher than 77 degrees. And I don't think I ever will. That's probably why I have a high electricity bill, but you know what? I'm not that hot. Not all the time. All right. Like I said, we're going to talk to Alonzo Highsmith coming up next year on the show. He was at Paradise Camp. He does a lot when it comes to NFL and going to other college campuses and seeing what's there. We'll ask him how it compares to other colleges and their facilities around the country, and we'll just talk to him about what Paradise Camp. I think this might be his first Paradise Camp as well, so we'll just see what he has to say about that. That is Alonzo Highsmith, Vice President of Player Personnel for the Cleveland Browns and Miami Hurricane legend. That's next year up on the show.
Radio.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.